Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module we're going to take a look at using speech and DTMF grammars in a UCMA 3.0 workflow. So speech and DTMF grammars are used to validate speech and or DTMF input. Let's say in the example of the conference room concierge, we ask the caller to enter a 5-digit PIN. We can't possibly enter every possible combination of 5 digits and list those as valid inputs. So what we do there is create a GRXML grammar to validate that. We have some syntax we can use there to make sure that the user entered 5 consecutive digits. What about when we don't know what the input's going to be at runtime? You saw in the help desk IVR example, we have the list of tasks coming from the database. We don't necessarily know at runtime how many tasks we have until we get them from the database. So we need to create the grammar dynamically so that the user doesn't enter 7 when there's only 5 open tasks. The grammars are created using the speech recognition grammar specification, and we'll explore the object model used to create those at runtime. Let's see a demo of working with GRXML grammars using the GRXML syntax, similar to XML, and then also building a grammar dynamically at runtime using the object model. Let's take a closer look at how we're using grammars in this workflow to validate input. Earlier we saw in the speech statement activity to capture the user's PIN, we pointed out this pingrammar.grxml that we're using to validate DTMF inputs. So let's take a look at this file. This is really just an XML file with a GRXML extension, and it consists of a set of rules. So the first rule in this file is a rule called digit, and in order for this rule to be valid, the input into the rule needs to be one of the following items. So a number from 0 through 9. Then we have another rule called valid PIN, which references the digit rule, and for it to be valid, it needs to be a sequence of 5 items that match the digit rule. So the valid PIN rule references the digit rule. But how does the grammar know which one to process first? We set the root rule here to valid PIN. So we can also explicitly say that we should only use this GRXML file to manage DTMF inputs. You could use GRXML to validate both speech and DTMF input. Another important thing to call out is if you highlight the file and look at its properties, we set its build action to content and copy always so that it's always available to the workflow in its execution directory. So there was another example here when we prompted the user to choose one of the tasks that they were assigned to. Our simple example had 3 tasks. What if it had more? It would be invalid if they punched in 4. In this case here, we're hard-coding the expected DTMF inputs, saying 1 through 9. So that's not really valid. If I punched in 6, there really isn't a item 6 or a task 6. So we need a way to do this programmatically. So in the workflow activity, when we get the tasks, this is the good place to set the grammar that we'll use to validate the choice of task from the caller. So the first thing we'll do is clear out the expected DTMF inputs for the activity. So effectively, we are deleting these values. And the metaphor here is the same. We're going to create a set of rules, relate them to each other, and associate them with the activity. So here we know how many tasks we have, so that's really the valid number of choices that there should be. We'll create a new grammar by creating a new instance of SRGS document, set its mode to grammar mode.dtmf. We'll create a rule called items, and in it we'll specify another rule saying, or a condition, that it has to be one of the choices that we defined. We'll add that to the rule. And now we'll add the rule to the grammar and also set it as the root rule. So pretty simple. We created a rule saying that in order for it to be valid, it has to be one of the choices of the IDs of tasks that we have. We added it to the grammar and set it as the root rule. We'll clear the grammars out for the choose task activity, and we'll add to the DTMF grammars collection this new grammar. So let's take a look at how this functions. So I'll run the workflow again. So this time when I call in, I'll enter an invalid PIN.
Welcome, George Dewitsey. I can help you manage your tasks. Please.
So we know the star key is invalid, so we'll say.
I did not understand that. Please enter your 5-digit numeric PIN.
So the grammar knows it couldn't validate it and prompted us to enter it again, so.
PIN accepted. Please choose one of the following active tasks. Task 1, proposal for general industry.
So we know we only have 3 tasks.
Task 2, follow up on bright work. Please choose one of the following active tasks. Task 1,
so 5 is
proposal
obviously not
for
a
general
choice.
Industries. Task 2, you selected task 2.
Okay, I'll hang up.
Follow up on bright.
So you saw how we could use grammars to validate the input from the caller, using GRXML grammars to validate more complex inputs, but then also to programmatically create grammars when we can't effectively do it declaratively using GRXML.
In this session, we took a look at GRXML and code grammars in the UCMA 3.0 Workflow SDK that we can use to validate more complex input that we can't do in the designer.